بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ما ودعك ربك وما قدى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى. يستل عند سورة والضحى. In which Allah تبارك وتعالى took قسم and an oath of the sun when it reaches its great glory, when it becomes fully bright, from which we call our namaz salatu duha or chash namaz, that is around about half past 11, 12 o'clock, before, just before zawal, when the sun has reaches its zenith and its great glory and beauty. And Allah Ta'ala took qasam of the night when it covers up everything, the darkness of the night, how it covers up everything. And there it was an indication that the darkness that befalls a person, you don't have to be so worried. Difficult times, hard times that come to a person, soon the sun will come out again. The night is not going to be forever. The sun will come and bring its glory. And this was, of course, directly for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which is known as the time of Fatrat, the in-between time, that when Allah Ta'ala had revealed the ayats of Iqra, Bismi Rabbika Alladhi Khalaq, by which Nabuwat was given to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. After that, for some time, Wahi did not come to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this was common with all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam also. And this was known as the time of Tarbiyat, when Allah Ta'ala was nurturing them. And for this great, great mission which Allah had chosen, the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah Ta'ala was nurturing them and getting them ready. So during that period when Wahi was not coming down, it was very, very hard for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam also. Just like a person who has a very, very close and intimate talk and relationship with somebody, and suddenly it just breaks off. And this was with Allah Ta'ala, the greatest and the most enjoyable. And then Allah Ta'ala withheld wahi for some time. This was one thing on the side of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. On the other side, the non-believers of Mecca found the ideal opportunity, na'uzu billah, to make a mock and to taunt and torment Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That the one lady, Umm Jamil, the wife of Abu Lahab, she went to the extent, na'uzu billah, to say that your shaitan has also left you now. That you left the ways of our forefathers, worshipping the idols, etc. You did not follow in that way, you did not make that your life. Now your, na'uzu billah, your shaitan has also left you. So this was also very hard for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah declares, it says, مَا وَدَّعَكَ رَبُّكَ وَمَا قَلَى. The rukhsat kar diya tujhko tere Rab de, aur de bezaar hua. Your Rab has not forsaken you, and neither has He left you alone. This was just that period that you had to be, the churning will be taking place. Like, just like a person, if he is, the father sends the child away for studies. Now he's not sending him away because he's angry, upset with him. He's sending him to get ready for the great mission that he will be facing in his life. So this separation, this little period, is for preparation of a great mission. So just like that, Allah Ta'ala was nurturing Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah Ta'ala says that Allah was not upset and angry with you, and Allah Ta'ala has not forsaken you, Allah has not left you alone. So this period you are going through, just make sabr, and soon the time will come when much more greater things will be given to you. وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنَ الْأُولَىٰ. Or albatta pichli behtar hai tujhko pehli se, and undoubtedly the latter is much more better for you than the former. That is, this condition you are going through now, This is the present condition. But what we are going to be giving you and what great qualities we have given you already, which you have seen, like in front it comes, that you an orphan. What was your life like? An orphan, any orphan. But then we gave you independence. We gave you great, great position. So just like in this world also, what you are going through now, what we are going to be giving you, you cannot imagine. Similarly, also in that same life, what you will be going through in this world and what we're going to give you in the akhirah, you cannot imagine. So bear this for this little while. It's a temporary thing. And in here there is a great lesson for us also. Many times we also face some difficult conditions and we feel, why has this gone wrong in my life, etc. Understand, it's a temporary thing. And we must just, important of course at that time, we must be fulfilling the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. Though at that time we feel a bit not right, things are not seeming to go right, we're not feeling happy also within ourselves, but just keep on fulfilling the commandments of Allah, soon this period is going to pass, and Allah will bring much more better days. And this is a little period you have to go through, and better times will come very soon after this. It is narrated also that in this period, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was resting, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by choice lived a very, very simple life. So he slept on a grass mat. When he woke up, the marks of the grass mat were on the body of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu put his hand on those marks of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said, O Allah's Rasul, if you permit us, we will make a wonderful mattress for you, and you can sleep very comfortably. In other narrations it also comes that the kings of Persia and Rome, they are on batil, on falsehood, but they are living so comfortable lives, you are much more deserving for a very comfortable life. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in one narration, are you still in doubt about this matter? That this dunya is not a place for comfort and enjoyment even. This is just a place for hard work, for preparation for the akhirat. So Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, my example is like that of a traveler who is traveling. He has become very tired, so now he takes a little rest under a tree for a little while. As soon as he has rested, he knows his journey he has to carry on. So I'm here in this world, this little rest that I'm just taking. But my journey has to carry on, and the journey of akhirat. And this is all directly for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but there are great lessons for us also, that our object of life is the akhirat. We must not be worried of the comfort and enjoyment. And unfortunately today the entertainment, and in fact the haram entertainment that we are having, that is not part of a Muslim's life whatsoever. Here we are for hard work. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدْ. Allah says we created man in hard work, and his health also remains good when he works hard. And the results also come out good when a person works hard. So we should be, this world is not a place for easiness and comfort. Also, where we make a big mistake, that when a person ages, yeah, in this world the system is, you go on retirement. For a believer, there is no retirement. Retirement is in the qabr. Yeah, we must keep on working until the last, working for Allah's pleasure, working for the deed of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. May Allah give us this reality, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's position at this moment is going higher and higher all the time. May Allah Ta'ala let us realize the great position of our Nabi, read Durood Sharif, follow Sunnahs, and make the mission, and to spread deed in the world, make that our mission as well. Wa akhiru da'wana.